There really isn't any electronic music at the annual Alaska Folk Festival, but now there's a little folk fest in a Southeast duo's electronic music. KTOO's Annie Bartholomew explains.
Liz Snyder and Patrick Troll came up with the name Whiskey Class when filling out their application for the 2012 Alaska Folk Festival.
Whiskey Class was a good name because it's like one of those punny band names where you know, like Whiskey Glass is a thing, but then if you change one letter, Whiskey Class.
Follow me down the
After their acoustic set at Folk Fest, the pair began incorporating layered vocals, drum loops, and ambient tones, entering the colorful world of electronic music. Before they were Whiskey Class, they were teenage musicians from rival Southeast Alaska high schools. They found each other's music in the early days of social media, through MySpace and MSN Messenger. They still live apart, but make music together, and they're both musicians in their own rights. Snyder is half of the Juno folk rock duo, the Wool Pullers, and Troll creates beats as Ketchikan's DJ alternative. Living in different places forces them to collaborate over weekend-long recording sessions. Often it starts with Troll's beats and Snyder freestyling over them.
Sometimes it's the beat, sometimes we're just like sitting around and like messing around with something. I'm like, wait, let's record that. And then you loop it, put drums over it, and then you just like...
Basically, we just record everything, and then...
And then I force Liz to be a diva.
Yeah.
After their marathon recording sessions, Troll will edit and continue to polish the raw audio over weeks and months. Their new music video for the song Thirt is 2 years in the making.
I woke up on the wrong side.
Snyder visited Troll when he was living in California's Humboldt County. That's when Troll reached out to friend and visual artist Ian Stewart, who'd been experimenting with green screens and digital animation. With cameras rolling, Whiskey Class turned him loose to direct and shoot their first music video.
We had just finished the track like 5 minutes prior, so it was kind of fun to lip sync to a song I didn't really know.
In spite, can't remember where you went or who I am.
The finished product is a psychedelic journey, with cartoon versions of the band drifting through Alaska landscapes and outer space, with a host of other random scenarios and subtle drug references.
You know, seeing yourself animated and like waiting so long, it's just like this epic moment, and I'm like watching it on my iPhone. And I texted him, I was just like, dude, you are insane. And he's like, yeah, sorry it took so long. Sorry it took 2 years. It's like, yeah. I mean, but that's kind of how like our music worked.
In addition to the video, the band dropped a new single this week, the jazzy and dreamlike Juice Man. One of their songs was featured in 2012's The Breach, a salmon conservation documentary, alongside animation by his dad, Ray Troll. Whiskey Class plans to release an EP this spring, sometime around Folk Fest. But, like their music, the deadline's fluid. In Juneau, I'm Annie Bartholomew.